Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian money changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right. Get that White King box top. Send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." This trick is easy. So easy a child can do it, but it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Frank Chandler suspects that his sister, Dorothy Regent, may have gone into the maze of unused rooms in the cellars of the old Vulcan castle in a desperate attempt to protect Bob and Betty from the sinister black magic of Prince Dimitri. But neither Chandler nor Dorothy knows that its dark shadow has already fallen upon Bob. Finding a hidden door to the cellars from the courtyard, Chandler, Bob, and Betty follow Dorothy's footprints in the dust through room after ancient room to the heavy oaken door of a feudal dungeon. In the beam of a flashlight, they are horrified to see a trickle of dark water under the door. Suspecting that Dorothy may be inside, Chandler and Bob force open the door. Chandu, the magician.
Keep back, Betty.
I don't believe Mom's in there, Uncle Frank.
Bob, look.
Where? What do you mean?
In the water.
Huh?
I've got it. It's Mother's hat. Just look at it.
Hold your light up, Bob, so I can see.
Isn't she here?
There she is, in the corner.
Mother. Mother.
I don't get this, Uncle Frank. Why would you just sit down there on the floor?
I don't either. If the water's been running all this time. Look out, Bob. I'll pick her up.
Uncle Frank, her hair isn't even wet.
It would have been in another couple of minutes.
Mother, what happened?
Wait until we get her upstairs, Betty.
Oh, and look at her hands. They're all scratched.
Mom! Gosh, Uncle Frank, do you think she's still alive?
Of course she is. Betty can get her to bed, and you and I'll come down here and see what we can do about this water. Thank heaven we got here in time.
I gave Mara your clothes to dry, and she brought up a hot stone to put your feet on. There.
That feels good.
Let me fix the covers. Are you still cold?
No, I'm fine. Darling, where were you and Bob?
We had to take Mickey home. His horse threw him. But he's all right.
Weren't you in the cellars at all?
No, Mother, honestly. How could Dimitri tell you that?
How did you know it was Dimitri?
Uncle Frank said so, and so did Bob. Here, drink your coffee while it's hot.
Betty, where are you going?
Just to pull up a chair. Do you want something else, darling?
No, I just don't want you out of my sight. Where's Bob?
He and Uncle Frank will be up in a minute. They went to fix the cistern.
The what?
Mother, why were you sitting on the floor in all that water?
Why, I don't know.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Don't think about it anymore.
Betty, what if it had been you and Bob shut in there?
Oh, I wish it had been.
Oh, don't say that. You must promise me you'll never go anywhere with Dmitri, no matter what he tells you.
Oh, I did promise, Mother. Only there's something about him. I don't know how to explain it.
I do.
I mean, I keep remembering the night of Mr. Mason's party when Dmitri told me about Russia. The sound of sleigh bells across the snow, and beautiful women in furs and rubies, and the music of violins.
Oh, Bessie.
Oh, it was fascinating. It makes me wonder how he can be so awful.
You're probably not the first girl he's fascinated with stories about the Russia he can't even remember.
How do you know he can't, Mother?
But the Russian Revolution was more than 30 years ago, and he can't be more than 35. Although he seems as old as time itself.
What did you say, Mother?
Nothing.
Doc.
Oh, come in, Frank. Is Bob with you?
Sure. Oh, gee, Mom, you look a lot better. And this room's actually warm for once.
I've been piling wood on the fire ever since I got her into bed.
Dot, was there water on the floor when you went into that little room?
I don't think so. But by that time, I was nearly out of my mind.
Oh, poor Mother.
We'd gone through room after room. So I couldn't find Bob and Betty, and all the time Dmitri kept talking about music, of all things.
Music?
Then I stepped into that little room, and the door slammed shut. I couldn't get it open.
Oh, Mother.
It sure sounds like somebody disconnected that pipe, Uncle Frank.
What pipe?
Into the system. Dot, I hate to keep going over this, but are you sure you didn't do it yourself?
Why, how could I? I didn't know it was there.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you think Dmitri told me to. But wouldn't I remember it?
You might not.
Uncle Frank, Mom couldn't disconnect that pipe with her bare hands.
Look at them.
My hands. Oh, I must have scratched them on the door trying to get out. Frank, you don't really think Dmitri could force me to do such a thing?
I hope not. But remember that first day he came up here, after we'd seen him in the crystal, talking to Metzos?
Hey, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, I remember. It was the day it rained so hard. Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
But you must, Dorothy. Try to remember what he said.
Why? You heard it all.
Not quite. I meant to ask you afterward what it was he was whispering to you. Did he recite any sort of incantation or...
No. No, he didn't say anything like that.
I see. Well, there must be some other explanation. I wish I knew what it was.
You know, Dmitri said something about music that day, too.
What was it, Dorothy?
He kept asking if I heard it.
Mom, did you hear it?
Why, no, son. There was no music to hear.
That must be it. That's the way he begins.
Uncle Frank, you look absolutely grim.
Well, what do you mean, Frank?
When you didn't hear the music, he knew he'd failed. So he tried again today. Listen to me, all of you. No, wait. I must have the crystal.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
Thanks, Mom. I am listening, my teacher.
My son, whom I have called Chandu, thou hast forgotten.
I do not understand.
In thy fear for those thou lovest, thou hast forgotten thy work.
My teacher, I am not afraid, but they are in my care.
I say again, thou hast forgotten.
What have I left undone?
Thou hast been deceived by the appearance of death. Thou hast forgotten the sign.
What does he mean by that?
He must mean a sword on the mountain, don't you think?
My son...
No, I mean...
Quiet, Bob. I can't hear him. I understand, my teacher.
Once more I tell thee, thou art surrounded by clouds of seeming evil.
Ask him what to do about Dmitri.
Wait, Dot.
Unless thou doest thy work well in this time of peril, thou shalt lose all thy power for good.
I will remember.
Remember the ancient words, my son. If in a thousand lifetimes thou hast not learned the way to wisdom...
Frank, I've heard that somewhere before.
Tomorrow will open for thee a door upon the path of knowledge through yet another death.
I know.
Await the call, my son. Await.
Gosh, I never think about you being afraid, Uncle Frank.
I shouldn't be. I know better. But I know, too, how powerful black magic can be. and you may not be able to protect yourselves against it.
Well, look, maybe if you help me, I could
tell you... Let's talk about it in the morning, Bob. I'll have to go down into Lebova.
Tonight?
That's what the message meant, for one thing. I must give that plan to Metzos.
What plan?
Oh, you're tired, Frank. Mr. Metzos won't expect the plan tonight.
Well, I know Metzos. He's wondering why I haven't been down there before now with it.
You mean that old plan of the castle? Well, I thought it was supposed to be such a secret.
I had your father make a copy of it, Bob.
Huh?
That's where I went to Paris. But it is a secret. And I'll have to count on you and Betty not to give it away.
Well, we won't tell anybody, Uncle Frank.
I wouldn't have told you, except that you may hear people in the cellars.
What?
And don't be afraid if you do. And don't do or say anything about it.
Oh, I feel just like somebody in a movie. Who will they be, Uncle Frank?
Well, you don't have to know that, Betty. It's all part of the work I came here to do.
And the sooner it's over, the sooner we can get away from here.
That's right. Well, I'll go along. I'll stop in at the consulate and tell Mason we found you, Dot.
I'm sorry I made so much trouble. I should have known better than to believe anything Dimitri said.
Well, it's over now. Bob, what's the matter?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Why?
You do look odd, son.
You and Betty aren't keeping one of those great secrets of yours, I hope.
I'll see who it is.
No, never mind, Bob. I'm going downstairs anyway. It's probably a message from Mason. He was going to speak to Nicholas about Dimitri.
Don't be too long, Frank.
I'll be back in half an hour. What is it, Lugos?
A letter for you, sir, from Mr. Mason.
Oh, thanks.
Good Lord. Dot! Dot, I've just heard from Mason. Don't expect me until you see me.
Is Mrs. Mason worse?
No, it's about Nicholas.
Uncle Frank, is Nicky really badly hurt?
Well, that could be
for
it,
Pete's
but...
For sake, what did Mr. Mason say?
No one knows where Nicholas is. He's disappeared.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.